plate a potential nugget.
Changing tack, I'm curious about storytelling as we think as individuals, as leaders. Clearly, there's enough that's been written about the art of storytelling or the importance of storytelling. What have you learned as somebody who's been at the thick of storytelling? What have you learned about what does it take for an individual to be a good storyteller?
To be a good storyteller, you have to be a good listener to start with. You have to understand what works as a story. Right?
In that context.
Yeah, in that context. And then figure out how you can weave a story into your narrative. Right? And if you look at it in the book, Sponge, what I've actually done is taken 25 stories of various clients whom I met, written them as stories, and then kind of segued that story into a managerial principle, a leadership concept, etc. So if I just started by saying, leaders have to be humble, and then talked about Ardiaga, it wouldn't have worked. Whereas I flip it around. So he has a client from Pune who was going through a chain. He called us. We went and met him. And then this happened, that happened. And then this, and then that's an example of a leader who had humility. You know, so today a lot of clients have these storytelling, you know, invite specialists to do storytelling workshops. Now, I think storytelling is not something you can parachute into a team. I don't think that will work. I think you have to build a culture of sitting and telling stories, right? We were fortunate, you know, we worked with a boss called Anil Kapoor. Anil Kapoor can sit and talk for 10 hours. It'll be one story after another, you know.
Pradeepta was a great example.
Yeah, Pradeepta. I mean, Anil and Pradeepta are great examples of guys who can keep on telling you stories, right? So, are you building that culture of people sitting and chilly shooting the air and telling stories about various things? And if you build that culture, then people pick it up. And storytelling is a great way of, you know, engaging a client in what you're going to do. Instead of going and saying, I've got this campaign, but you start with the story, you know, and then get on to sell what you're selling. The client knows you're telling a story, he's enjoying it. And he also knows that you're going to sell something, which is fine, you know.
Which is why you're there in most of the situations, right? But the client knows that.
So. Yeah, absolutely. So it's, and I've worked, you know, I mean, I've had clients who are great storytellers. I mean, it's a pleasure to, for example, meet Pradeepta, is always telling stories about something or the other, or Mr. Damodaran, you sit with him for an hour or two, he will tell you various stories about his days as an IAS officer in the Northeast to something else. So it's great fun sitting and listening. And in my own way, you know, when my colleagues come and sit, you will tell some story about something. And I'll tell them, I'm sorry, I might have told this before. They say, yeah, you heard this three times. Okay, okay. You heard this.
At least I'm consistent over time.
Yeah. The story ended the same way. It ended the same way. You told the client that you can't sack me. Your father can't sack me. Your grandfather can't sack me. Only your grandfather. Have you heard that? Okay, good. You heard that, na? Moral of the story, you understand. Okay, now job.
The key insight for me here was Ambi's point about the fact that storytelling is not a superficial skill set that can be injected inside an organization or an individual, but has to be something deeper. It has to be a part of the culture in the family or in the organization for an individual to really develop the skill over time. I'm reminded of my conversation with KV Sridhar, also known as Pops, who spoke about a similarity between a homeopathic pill and a good story. Again, for a minute, keeping discussions around scientific basis of the discipline aside, he says good stories have a sweet outer layer and feel good to consume, but have a medicine inside that works on you once you consume it. Thank you for listening. For more podcast content curated by theme, please visit playtopotential.com. And to know more about the coaching and transition advisory work I do, please visit Transition Insight. www.ambi.com.